Well, good morning, beloved. It is great to be able to start this week with you as we choose to meet together on this beautiful Monday morning to read God's Word. Today we're in Psalm 105, verses 23 through 45. And today's reading speaks of Moses and Aaron, chosen by God to perform God's mighty acts and miracles in Egypt. The psalm concludes with a description of God leading the people out of Egypt and providing for them when they were in the desert. And as we begin this week, God's saving words for us are praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 105, beginning at verse 23. Then Jacob went to Egypt and settled in that country. The Lord gave many children to his people and made them stronger than their enemies. He made the Egyptians hate his people and treat his servants with deceit. Then he sent his servant Moses and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They did God's mighty acts and performed miracles in Egypt. God sent darkness on the country, but the Egyptians did not obey his command. He turned their rivers into blood and killed all their fish. Their country was overrun with frogs, and even the palace was filled with them. God commanded, and the flies and the gnats swarmed throughout the whole country. He sent hail and lightning on their land instead of rain. He destroyed their grapevines and fig trees and broke down all the trees. He commanded, and the locusts came, countless millions of them. They ate all the plants in the land. They ate all the crops. He killed the firstborn sons of all the families of Egypt. Then he led the Israelites out. They carried silver and gold, and all of them were healthy and strong. The Egyptians were afraid of them, and they were glad when they left. God put a cloud over his people and a fire at night to give them light. They asked, and he sent quails. He gave them food from heaven to satisfy them. He opened a rock, and water gushed out, flowing through the desert like a river. He remembered his sacred promise to Abraham, his servant. And so he led his chosen people out, and they sang and shouted for joy. He gave them the lands of other peoples and let them take over their fields, so that his people would obey his laws and keep all his commands. Praise the Lord. And today's key verse is Psalm 105, verse 43, where the psalmist writes, "He led his chosen people out, and they sang and shouted for joy." You know, beloved, one thing we must always be sure of is to give God the glory. You know, it hurts us sometimes, maybe if we're at work and we're in an environment where you have a supervisor that takes advantage of you. You work hard and put your best ideas out there, and this person just comes along and takes all the credit for it. You know, and that's sometimes how we do God. You know, we receive all that he has, and then we just sit there on our hands and do not give him the praise and the glory for all of his provision. Let's make sure, especially in this Lenten season, that just as the people of Israel sang and shouted for joy when God led them out of Egypt, let us not forget to sing and shout for joy when God mercifully hears our prayers and answers them. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you are forever faithful, and you keep your promises. You provide me with my daily needs, and I thank you for being in your loving care. Keep me faithful as I continue my faith journey, growing in knowledge of you. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Psalm 111. It's a psalm of a praise of the Lord's kindness and mercy. And so until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you and your family is my prayer for you.